Jorge Morales is his name, and driving is his game.
I'm undocumented, unafraid, and unashamed. I mean, I'm undocumented. I'm not afraid of people to know that. I'm not ashamed because, I mean, I'm not an alien.
The 18-year-old has postponed college because he says it's his job to take care of his mother and three sisters while his father is away working construction in South Carolina. And the Mexican-born teenager does so from morning till night, even without a license.
I'm not a criminal. You know, I'm a student that's here, that have a dream, that I want to succeed. I want to make my family, I want to make help out my family. So I'm happy with who I am and what I do.
It's the middle of the day. Morales, short in stature and big in smiles, leaves his lunch on the table. His mom and youngest sister are ready to be picked up from an appointment at the nearby health clinic. I hop into the minivan, too, along with another one of his younger sisters.
So I don't think I've ever been in a car with anybody as young as you.
I learned how. My dad started teaching me how to drive since I was, like, 14.
Morales says he puts gas in the minivan at least twice a day. He seems to drive slow and safe, seatbelt on, and he uses his blinkers. But not too long ago, he was stopped by police and ticketed. Morales says he thinks the police ran his license plate at a stoplight and saw that the owner of the vehicle, his dad, did not have a driver's license, and neither did Morales. It was about $270 for the ticket and $1,000 for an attorney.
Hi.
Hi, am I in your seat?
No.
I'm sorry.
Put your belt on, baby.
We just picked up the mom and baby sister and are heading back to the house. Morales and his sisters applied for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, and so did almost 15,000 other North Carolina Dreamers. To apply costs $465 per person. Morales and his sisters got a loan from the Latino Community Credit Union. If approved, he'll be able to get a North Carolina driver's license. He needs one.
And this is what you do every day.
this is what I do every day, yes. And right now we're going to go home, maybe rest for a little bit. And then I have to drop my sister off at work. And then my mom at work. And see, they have different time that they go in and different times that they go out. And I don't know, my other sister, are you going to the Latino Family Center today?
Yeah, I have a doctor's appointment.
She has a doctor's appointment, so I have
the
to
same place.
Same place, but I have to go back here.
Morales is not happy about plans to mark the new licenses with a bold pink stripe and words "no lawful status." Some call it a modern-day scarlet letter. Meanwhile, there's talk in Raleigh about a bill to reinstate driving privileges to the undocumented. A while back, the Department of Motor Vehicles said, no social security number, no license. If this measure is approved, longtime immigrants like Morales' father could legally drive again. For now, Morales is the man of the house. His family is only at home for about 20 minutes. Morales finishes eating the sandwich he started an hour ago, and he's off again.
Bye, you have a good day. Have a long day still to go. Yeah, good day. Drive safe.
Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.